And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Great to be with you for another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, we've been on the air on Worldwide Christian Radio and streaming audio for many years now, and the audience is just so faithful. I just want to thank each of you. And, you know, the Bible talks about how much we should be in remembrance of those who have done good deeds to us in the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you, I do hold you in remembrance. And so many of you have written us over the years, and periodically I take a look and see who's giving love gifts to the ministry and so forth. And I prayed for so many of you, and I'm sure that many of you didn't even know that I was praying for you. And we are always available for you. If you have a prayer need, would you please write to me personally with that prayer need? Now, you know, one of our biggest projects here is in publishing. Through our Rivercrest Publishing, we publish books, mainly my books, although every once in a while we'll publish someone else's book, especially those books that no one else will publish. Everyone is frightened to death to publish the truth. And we publish books such as Honoring the King James Bible by Dr. Solomon A. Ortkin, a great book. We also publish the book Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock from Great Britain. Let's see, we publish the book Gladiator about the coming of Antichrist. So we do that on occasion, but mostly it's my books. And that is what God has commissioned me to do over the years, to write books. Some say I'm a great writer, and they talk about they love my writing style and such. I'm not so sure of that. I don't give myself credit for being a great writer. But one thing that I do know, I write the truth. And I write it from a Christian perspective, and I usually write things on subjects that no one has ever written about. Many of them they don't even know about. It's so far from people's normal thoughts and brain processes, they just can't imagine. I know even my closest friends, when I publish a new book, they say, "Oh my goodness, surely this cannot be so." And of course, after they see the documentation and the proof and the evidence in my book, they begin to suspect that, well, it probably is so. And then finally, time will bear out that absolutely it is the truth. And that's what we do here. We're truth tellers. And, you know, Jesus said someday every secret that evil men whisper to each other in the closets will be shouted from the housetops. Well, I'm sort of that lonely man on top of a housetop, and I'm shouting out, "Hey, here's some truth for you. Here's a piece of the truth." And in a world of deceit, my friends, even George Orwell once said, he said, "In a world of lies and deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." Well, I guess I'm a revolutionary. Now, I don't want to overthrow governments or set up a new leadership regime in the White House. I simply want to tell the truth. And, you know, I'm pretty well hated for it. Yeah, that's right. Now, I know you're my friend, and maybe you're sitting there and you say, "Well, Tex, I like you." Well, I appreciate that. Goodness gracious, I'm glad God's given me a few friends, but boy, do I ever have the enemies. And, you know, I think the weight of it really bears. I know my poor wife, Wanda, you know, for her to have to marry Tex Mars, I know she loves me, and I'm glad she does. I don't know how else for over 30 years now Wanda would have borne up under it. Because the weight of the criticism and the hatred that's aimed at me, Tex Mars, is just hideous sometimes. And yet, every morning when I wake up, I look in the mirror and I smile. Because a good-looking guy is looking back at me? No, not at all. I wish that it were so. No, it simply is that I know that God holds the future in his hand. He's told me to write these books, and today I'm going to tell you about one of them, my newest. And if he tells me to do it, well, I know nothing can go wrong that he won't eventually fix. Did you hear that? I didn't say that good things only happen to good people. No, I didn't say that. I've had a lot of bad things happen to me in my life. However, I want to say it is for absolute fact that eventually, if you are of God, all things will work together for good. And so many times God throws you a lemon. But just wait, hold on. He'll teach you how to make lemonade. So that's the way God is. And we've had everything from FBI visits to IRS examinations to threats. I'll never forget the homosexuals that called us up endlessly on the phone here and threatened our employees. And one of the homosexuals, because we had written against homosexuality and told the truth about it, that it was ungodly, and he was so angry, he said, "I'm right down the road from your office now, coming your way in my car." And he said, "And I'm armed, and I'm going to be your worst nightmare." Wow, he's going to kill us. "I'm on the way right now," he said. Well, we said, "Well, okay, if that's what you feel you have to do, if that's what the devil has told you to do." And of course, the employees here, I said, "Well, get ready. We may have to lock the front door and go out the back, but, you know, whatever, because we're going to do what we can to protect ourselves. We don't want to hurt somebody, but if we have to, well, you know, we'll do what we need to do." See how the devil tries to frighten you and intimidate you? You know what my response is? I work harder. Our ministry does more. We're able to accomplish more the devil gets angry at us. And I want to tell you something. Whenever I publish a new book, things bad start happening. They do. My employees, their cars break down. They have sicknesses. I know for a fact this very week, I have this terrible rash on my arm and right hand. I had to run to an emergency clinic the other night to get some antibiotics and things for it. I don't know if there's a brown recluse bite or something else. But I'm not worried about it. You know, it itches, it hurts. There's great pressure and swelling there sometimes in my arm, right arm. But I don't care. I'm going to get by. I know it. All things will work together for good. It might be the old devil at work. Well, so what? Get out of town, devil. We're on our way with the truth. Well, listen, enough of my complaining. I want to tell you, I'm blessed by God. I'm blessed that he's given me a ministry of truth. And I want to bless you with a book. And I want to tell you about it today. Hey, even if you don't buy the book, you're going to know something about it because we're going to talk about it today. I want to talk to you about something sinister that has come up around us. Almost unexpected. Almost in plain sight, a horrible situation has developed. The title of my newest book, as many of you know, is Mysterious Monuments. Mysterious. Oh, yes, they're part of the mystery religion of Satan. The subtitle tells a little bit about the book. Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and Occult Places. The Masons, the Occult, the Illuminati, Secret Designs, Architecture, and Places. That's right. This is a virtual encyclopedia. It's over 600 pages, and it's got nearly 900 photographs and illustrations. Now, if you purchased our book, Codex Magica, about all the secret Illuminati hand signs, handshakes, symbols, and so forth, you know how massive a book it was. This is the same size book. 624 pages, hundreds of photographs, illustrations, and I'm telling you, friends, this is the most magnificent book you could buy this year or maybe in a decade. Here's why. For the first time, you will be able to recognize that buildings, monuments, statues are coming up They're being erected all over America. Now, some of them, this architectural colossus began its growth hundreds of years ago. You remember that Satan had built at certain places, mostly in Asia Minor, the seven ancient wonders of the world. There was a satanic motif, a satanic nature to the seven ancient wonders of the world. But I want you to know something. In my book, Mysterious Monuments, I unveil the fact that those seven ancient wonders of the world have been duplicated in our modern day. Replicas have been made of them, but there are many more. In Mysterious Monuments, you will learn about Astana, Kazakhstan, a gleaming new city of the Illuminati. An entire city has been built. Another one has been built in Brazil, the nation of Brazil. And there they have built a great temple of the spirits in Brazil. Did you hear what I said? The rich Illuminati of the nation of Brazil and South America have built an entire new city. And there they have built a temple dedicated, devoted to who? Devil spirits. And they have a huge bronze plaque at the entrance. And it says, "Spirits, you are welcome." Wow. An invitation to demons. I have a picture of the building in my book, Mysterious Monuments. In Astana, I'll tell you in a little bit about some of the things going on in Astana. The Star City, that's what the word Astana means in Kazakhstan. And they're building an entire city. And it's got pyramids and obelisk, all devoted to the devil. Now, Kazakhstan is a nation that is mostly Muslim. And yet, these monuments are not built to Islam or Christianity. They're built to devils. An entire city. How can they do it? How do they get the hundreds of millions of dollars to build these huge towering structures? Well, the devil helps a lot. And Kazakhstan is today one of the oil-rich former USSR, that is Soviet Union, republics. Oil money. Maybe you and I, in buying gasoline, we're using energy in our automobiles based on oil, crude oil that came out of Kazakhstan and came to America by oil tanker ship. We're helping to build then the gleaming new star city of the Illuminati, and I have 3 pages of pictures of it. But that's not all. I want to systematically go through this book, Mysterious Monuments, and tell you a little bit about it. Now, later we're going to do some videos, and I'll be offering them in my newsletter. But right now, I want you to get out a pencil and paper, because when we have halftime, I call it, on this program, you know, a little later in the program, I'm going to tell you how you can get your personal copy of Mysterious Monuments. But I want to tell you a little bit about some of the things in the book. And by the way, all of these things will be illustrated, and you'll see pictures of what I'm talking to you about. One of the neat things about Mysterious Monuments is the many pictures. I mean, a lot of people won't even read the text. I'm sure they'll just look at the pictures. One of the greatest picture books you'll have ever purchased, I can promise you that. On page 23 of the book are some strange stones. Wanda and I were driving a number of years ago in the state of Georgia, and we passed by a strange-looking site. And it was some stones that were arranged in a very odd configuration. And it was a little bit like Stonehenge over in England, but not exactly. And there was a big sign out saying, "Visitors welcome." So I got out. It was on a very isolated highway outside the town of Eberton, Georgia. And it had a name on it. It was called the Georgia Guidestones. Guidestones. The motto was expressed on a number of the stones there. They had engravings, that is, inscriptions. And they had their precepts of the Illuminati inscribed on the stones in 8 different languages, including Swahili, English, French, German, as well as Chinese and Babylonian cuneiform. That's the picture or hieroglyphics language of the Babylonians. And I looked and they had 10 precepts or rules or guides for humanity. They had placed or inscribed on these stones. And I looked and I saw that one of them, the very first one says, this is a guide now, what humanity is required to do. Maintain humanity under 500 million persons in perpetual balance with nature. Oh yes, I realize they worship the God of nature. They were environmentalists, these creators of the Guidestones. I said, Wanda, look at this. They want the world's population to be reduced from 6.5 billion to just 0.5 billion. What are they going to do with the other 6 billion? After they get rid of 6 out of 6.5 billion people, what a slaughter that will be. Only 500 million will be left on this planet, and they will be kept in perpetual balance with nature. Births then will have to be controlled to make sure the population does not ever increase again. My friends, they were calling for a genocidal extermination of the huge majority of the world's population, a significant bloodletting. I then drove into the town of Everton, and it was almost dark. It was getting dark. It was in the late evening. And I drove to the city hall. I intended to ask the mayor of that town, what are the Georgia Guidestones? What are they doing near your town? And guess what? The door was open to city hall. It wasn't a big town. Everton, I don't know, has a population maybe 10 or 12,000 at the most. There was a man working. He was the only one left. Everybody had gone home, I guess, at 5 p.m. They worked 9 to 5. But this man was inside working. So I just, he left the door open. Even though it said office hours, we close at 5 and it was about 6. I just walked on in. I was very nice. I went in and introduced myself. I'm Tex Mars from Austin, Texas, driving through. I saw the Georgia Guidestones. Who are you? And I want to have questions about them. He said, well, I'm the city manager. My secretary and everybody went home for the night, and I'm just working late here. See, he was working late. I forgot to lock the door so I could work in peace. I said, well, I won't take much of your time. I said, evidently, the Masonic Lodge is behind this. They're the creators of this. And he looked shocked at me. And he said, how did you know there were Masons that built that? I said, well, I know. Freemasonry has to be behind this. And he was shocked. I said, who are the names of the men who built this, who have spent so much money to build the Georgia Guidestones? He said they wish to be anonymous. And he says, but their leader calls himself J.C. Christian, like Jesus Christ Christian. You see, in building the Georgia Guidestones, they managed to even mock Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus never called for the elimination, the mass murder of almost all the world's population. Jesus wanted to love people to life. Whereas New Age, Masonic, Illuminati people, they'll love you all right to death. They'll love you to pieces, little pieces, dead pieces. You'll read about the Georgia Guidestones in my book, Mysterious Monuments, but that's only the beginning. Many years ago, I think it was about 1992, some Christian friends came to see me, and they said, Tex, you must investigate a great temple of blood being built in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, just off the shores of the United States. Now, the Dominican Republic is on an island. On one side is the Dominican Republic with its capital city, Santo Domingo. And on the other side is the very much impoverished nation of Haiti. Santo Domingo is a very poor country too, but maybe not as poor and not as desperate as Haiti. And I said, I've never heard of such a thing. And they said, oh yes, it's just opened. They've been building it for decades. It's a huge Mayan religious temple. And it's been built by the Knights of Malta, the secret order of the Vatican, of Catholicism, of Rome. And they built this gigantic Mayan temple shaped somewhat like a cross, but on top of it is a Mayan pyramid. And on top of that is a giant laser beam light. And they said they can turn on this light and it will, the light could be intensified and magnified so much that people in Florida and South Carolina and along the eastern seaboard of the United States can see a great light in the sky. And through the lasers, they can use holography and cause such that an image can move about, walk, and talk. Will it be the image of the beast prophesied in Revelation 13? I do not know. But I was very curious about what they were telling me. And especially because the Catholic Church claims to be Christian and the Knights of Malta is a very secret order has its tentacles in every continent on this planet. And some of the richest men in the world have been initiated into the Knights of Malta. And I know very well about the secretiveness and the insanity of the Knights of Malta, but they're very powerful men, politicians, corporation chieftains, presidents of universities and so forth. I said, could this be a temple of blood? First of all, you have to ask yourself a question. If this huge Mayan temple was built in Santo Domingo, and I found out that it was indeed built. In fact, I have pictures of it in my book, Mysterious Monuments. And I have pictures of the God, the great God of agriculture, the Mayan deity, the maize god, who was worshipped by the Mayans. Those are the Indians, you know, of Mexico, Central, South America, along with the Incas, the Aztecs, the Toltecs, and the other Native American peoples. They were cannibals. They were monstrous people who dealt blood sacrifice to the misery of so many millions of people. Each year, in places like Mexico, the Aztec, and then down south of that, the Mayans would conquer nearby tribes, and they would take their innocent victims and they would take them to the top of their great pyramid temple where they had an altar to their sun god. And there they would take the victim alive and skin him alive. Flail him and skin him alive. And then while the victim, man or woman, was still breathing, being held down on this stone altar, as the high priest held up his arms, outstretched his arms in praise and in worship and in invocation to the great sun god, they would literally take a knife and carve out the heart of the individual while he was alive or she was alive, and they would take the heart bleeding, still beating in their hand and hold it up to the sun god and then pass it among the high priest and they would eat the beating heart. Grotesque, of course. This is what devils do. And I asked this question, why would the Vatican, why would the Pope of Rome build a great temple of the Knights of Malta in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic? And it was open for business, you might say, in the year 1992, wherein at its ribbon cutting they celebrated the 500th anniversary of the discovery of America by Christopher Columbus. In fact, this great building is called the Lighthouse Monument a lighthouse. But it's a laser light on top of a Mayan temple. And a Mayan temple is where so many millions were sacrificed, bloodletting, to the sun god. And these Christian groups that had come to see me said, Tex, this great building has no windows. Gigantic building. I mean, 5 or 6 times as big as any hotel you can imagine. Bigger than the U.S. Capitol building. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars to build. The lighthouse is 688 foot tall. And they said, we believe that enemies of the state, Christians, Bible-believing Christians, someday will be physically abducted, kidnapped, and taken on aircraft to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And they will be taken inside this great memorial, so-called, this temple of blood. And they will be sacrificed to the gods of the New Age Illuminati. And they said to me that they had been able to enter into certain parts and what appeared to be dungeons and prison cells. Row after row after row. This probably could house millions of prisoners. Besides, it's, I don't know, 13, 18 floors. I explain it all on pages 26 and 27 of my book, Mysterious Monuments. You know, I began to think, surely, why would the devil's governments, the United States and others, would they really kidnap, abduct people, take them on airplanes, and jet them to a place like Santo Domingo? It seems like a waste of jet fuel and time and money. But of course, it would get them out of the United States. There would be nobody to help them. No snooping newsmen. No grieving family to worry about. They just disappear. The disappeared. Very convenient. And all these things rumble in my mind. And then comes the so-called war on terror. And now the finding is, it has been exposed, that in 37 nations of the world, the United States alone has built secret prisons. And we are operating fleets of jets. Even in the time of high oil and energy cost, we're paying for the fuel for these jets, 737s, 727s, to take prisoners who have been abducted without benefit of warrant by a court or even indictments. They have been picked up by our CIA, by our FBI, and they have been transported to 37 prisons. One is at Guantanamo Bay, just one. And is Cuba not an island near the Dominican Republic? They're calling this, they made up a devilish new name, an Orwellian euphemism. It's called Extraordinary Renditions. Have you kidnapped my father, my brother, my son, my daughter, and taken them away to some prison camp overseas on a jet aircraft where no one could access them or talk to them or visit them? We don't kidnap anybody. There have been certain renditions, however, they say. The Maltese Temple of Blood in the New World. And you'll see it pictured on pages 26 and 27 of Mysterious Monuments. When we come back in a minute, I'm going to tell you about the place that actually has a sign over the door that reads, "This place is terrible." I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'll be right back after this brief message. Hello, friends. Tex Mars again here. I want to tell you how to get your personal copy of my new book, Mysterious Monuments. I tell you, I have a passion for truth, and this is one truthful, documented, massive encyclopedia of information. I want you to have a copy. It's $35. and add $4 shipping and handling, a total of $39, and you will not be disappointed. You will love this book if you love the truth. If you love to expose evil doing and evil workers, if you love to know Bible prophecy, because this explains the last days and exactly what's going on with this great architectural colossus, sinister, evil, and yet God has a plan. All of this will come crashing down someday. You wait and see. I want you to know about that plan too. It has to do with four horns and four carpenters. That's right. You see, the Illuminati is building up its great colossus across this planet in plain sight. Satanic cathedrals, satanic idols, monuments. They have a gospel in stone, according to the satanic doctrines. But God already has everything in hand. And I'm telling you, friends, he has appointed four carpenters in the last days, and they will beat down the kingdom of the beast until it's nothing but dust. Pulverize it. You say, Tex, where did you get that? Did you make that up? Oh, no, no. You'll read about it in the Old Testament, and there's some in the New too. The four carpenters, they go to work. Yes, God has four carpenters. Who knows? You might end up as one of them. I don't know. He has two witnesses too, the book of Revelation says, who will testify. But then there are four carpenters. And I find that interesting. You know, God sent his son, and his son was sent to earth, and in the flesh was the son of a carpenter. I wonder how prophetic that is. Because the book of Zechariah talks about the four carpenters who will flay, that is, beat down the kingdom of the beast. And I talk about that too. First, I show you all the devil's great works. And then, mysterious monument says, but wait, hold it. These will come to naught in the end. Now, I want you to have mysterious monuments. Here's how to get your copy. $39 total. And that includes shipping and handling. It'll come shrink-wrapped in a box, probably. I think we have plenty of boxes left out there in our warehouse. And we've been working like busy little bees here, I'll tell you, putting out this book. And we're going to keep it up. We have plenty of copies. And if we need more, we'll go back to the printing presses, because I know this is going to be a very popular book. We always appreciate our friends who go to their bookstores, by the way, and ask their bookstores to offer it in the bookstore. And if you're inclined to do that, would you please do that? That'd be a ministry in itself. If you would call up the Christian and secular bookstores in your area and ask them to order the book Mysterious Monuments by Tex Mars. Now, there's another little book, a kid's book by some guy, but I don't even know who it is. It's entitled Mysterious Monuments too. But I think it's like 30 or 40 pages. It's a kid's book. This is a big book, 624 pages, large format, $35, Mysterious Monuments by Tex Mars. Ask your bookstores to carry that book, would you? And tell them that, well, you'll keep shopping at the bookstore there if they'll do so. And if you're not a customer there, well, don't tell them that, of course, but tell them you know this will end up a very popular book and it'll fly off the shelf. And I believe that it will. Now, to get your copy, though, here's what you need to do. Call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. And ask for the book Mysterious Monuments, and we'll get it right out to you. Now, if you're a web person, an internet person, go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. This month's issue, we talk about mysterious monuments. That's right. We talk about mysterious monuments, and you'll see our feature article entitled Mysterious Monuments. You'll see a picture of the book, and it'll even have some images, some photos that keep flashing on and off, tell you a little bit, just a few of the contents of the book. But you got to get the book. Even the captions alone are an education. But you'll find out why the Illuminati are doing it, how they're doing it, and then with over 800 photos and illustrations, you'll see the proof. Now, call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, or write to us. If you're not computer literate and you don't want to call, although I don't know why not, because everyone that works here is very friendly and they're delighted to take your order, delighted just to hear your voice. But if you want to write to us and just send us a check or a money order or cash for $39, we'll be free to do so. And our address is Power of Prophecy, 1708, that's 1708, Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, that's Austin, Texas, or just TX, 78733. Now, let's return to our regular program. We're talking about mysterious monuments today. The subtitle of my new book is Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and Occult Places. You know, I was reading a Masonic website some years ago, and it was bragging how an entire city in America, the street is laid out, the city was designed in the form of a Masonic square and compass. That's the chief symbol now of the Masonic Lodge. And so I investigated to see if this was so. I found out it is. Sandusky, Ohio. In my book, Mysterious Monuments, I actually have a plan, a map, a plan of the city showing you the square and compass. Now, as I was, you know, researching, I found out, by the way, that Mr. Kilbourne, Major Kilbourne, he was called, who designed the city's layout and map and street plan, was a master mason. Well, naturally. But that's not all. I found out, and this is just a unique coincidence, perhaps, but there is a company with its international headquarters in Sandusky, Ohio, as well. The name of the company is Cedar Amusement. Cedar Amusement. And they operate a number of huge theme parks. And the theme park that's closest to Sandusky is in a town called, get this, Mason, Ohio. Mason, Ohio. And there they have built in their theme park the world's largest or longest wooden roller coaster. Now, you know, I've always been sort of fascinated by roller coasters, and believe you me, I don't ride any of them. Even when I was a kid, I didn't want to ride those beasts. And hey, by the way, I found out that's the name of their roller coaster. The world's longest and largest roller coaster, wooden type that is, has been given a name, the Beast. The Beast. And predictably, there's always something more to the story. I found that the Beast has three trains that take the riders around. And each one has six cars. Six, 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 the Beast. Now, in Mysterious Monuments, I have a picture not only of Sandusky, Ohio's street layout, but I have a picture of the Beast. If you want to see this, the Beast with its 666 trains. You say, well, Tex, all that is a coincidence. Really? Maybe. Well, if that's a coincidence, let me take you across the Atlantic Ocean over to France, to the Pyrenees Mountains, to a little village in that mountainous, hilly region of France. A Catholic chapel sits on a hill. It's not a large chapel. But if you're passing by and you decide to stop and just take a little visit, well, it may be worth it, but I recommend you be prayed up before you go. Here's why. Park your car in the parking lot and walk toward the entrance, and as you get close, you see that there's a sign over the door. A sign over the door as you walk into the entrance. And the sign reads, this place is terrible. Well, right away, you know, you're in a hellish location. You're in a hellish place. What church have you ever gone to that has a sign over the door that reads in French, this place is terrible? Well, you find out when you get inside the door. Because immediately there in the lobby of the church, you find a great statue of a devil. He's colored black, a black devil. He has horns, and he's carrying a basket. And strangely, in the basket are two dragons. Now, the dragon is known in the book of Revelation as Satan, that old devil. He's known as the dragon and as the serpent. And two dragons? Well, he has a son, does he not? The Antichrist. Here is the devil, a horned black devil statue in a supposed Catholic church where the sign over the door reads, this place is terrible. Now, the townspeople are frightened themselves. They say there's black magic. There's satanic arts that have been practiced in that chapel. They also say that somewhere in the chapel, in the floor, is hidden an entrance into hell itself, into Hades. Dislodge a lodge on the stone floor, and you will find a passageway into hell. And they literally believe the devil and his demons come out of that passageway onto the face of planet Earth. You say, Tex, that's ridiculous. Well, the Bible talks about, in the book of Revelation, a great pit. And at a certain time in world history, an angel will be given the key to that bottomless pit, and he will come down and open up the pit, and out will come millions of devils. And they have a chief, a prince, a ruler over them. His name, in the Hebrew tongue, the Bible says in Revelation, is Abaddon. And in Greek, his name is Apollyon. Read about it in the book of Revelation. Is that the place where the devil will come out of the pit to bring about the battle of Armageddon in the last days? I don't know. But I do know this. This is a terrible place. This chapel. And the Catholic Church still operates the place of the devil in the little town of René-le-Château in France. In Mysterious Monuments, my new book, I talk a lot about pyramids. In fact, the largest section is about the mystery of the pyramids. Yeah, my office staff here were helping me to get out the word on the book, and they made a little short video, and they put it up on YouTube now. And they said, what do you want to call it? I said, well, call it, you know, Pyramids of Mystery. And they gave it a title. They said, how about Pyramid Schemes? I said, I like that. Pyramid Schemes. This is a scheme of the devil, these pyramids. What do pyramids stand for? What do they mean? When you visit the nation of Egypt, there are the great pyramids, such as the Great Pyramid of Giza. Now, I want you to understand something. These were pyramids of the ancient kings or pharaohs of Egypt. The Bible talks about, in the book of Genesis and other places, the Bible talks about the pharaohs. The pyramid, of course, it means a pyre, P-Y-R-E, which is a place of fire where you have a lot of kindling wood or materials and you light a fire. That is a pyre. And it means literally, the word pyramid means amid the fire. Well, what fire is it? It is the fire of Lucifer. Some years ago, at the turn of the century, a man named Aleister Crowley from Great Britain, he was head of a Church of Satan and a member of an occult group called the O.T.O., Ordo Templi Orientalis. He was also a member of the British secret intelligence agency, sort of a James Bond. He lived in Sicily in a mansion and carried on sexual satanic rituals of a homosexual and other nature. He also brought a number of women into his cult, and he had branded, literally branded with a branding iron on their breast, what he called the mark of the beast. He called himself the most wicked man on earth. He was a Satanist, Aleister Crowley. Mr. Crowley, let's just call him, visited the Great Pyramid in Giza, Egypt. And as I show in my book, Mysterious Monuments, he bribed the guard to spend the night deep inside the Great Pyramid in the king's chamber, the Pharaoh's chamber, where the Pharaoh had been housed. You see, the pyramid is nothing more nor less than a tomb of the dead. And there is where the king, the Pharaoh, was laid. And not only him, but his queen as well. But not only the king and queen in the pyramid, but all of his entourage, all of his serpents, servants. They say that a Pharaoh would have 400 or 500 servants who worked in the palace and served him day and night. And when the Pharaoh died, they were an unhappy crew, not only because their great ruler and king had died, but guess what? It was the Egyptian religious custom and tradition to massacre, that is to kill in a blood sacrificial ritual, all of his servants. Because they believed that the Pharaoh was going off into the next life. Would he not need his servants there too? So they had to kill them and take away their souls from this life so they could go on into the next life and serve the Pharaoh and his queen in the next existence because they believed in reincarnation. So if you were a little cook or a housekeeper or a court jester or one of the king's guards or a courtesan to the queen, you were in big trouble. You didn't want the Pharaoh and the queen to die because that meant you also would be slain in a blood sacrifice. Now, Aleister Crowley spent the night inside the dark blackness. No light at all in way deep inside the Great Pyramid of Giza. But suddenly, he says, at the very stroke of midnight, a great light appeared, and a voice came to him. It was none other than Satan or Lucifer. The sun at midnight, he was called in the mystery religions. Now, let's fast forward to our day and time. Did you know, dear friends, that only a short while ago, a man named Isaac Tigret, an American, and I document this, I even have a picture of Mr. Tigret. Isaac Tigret is a very, very wealthy man. He started a restaurant chain called the Hard Rock Cafes. Now, you may have seen T-shirts worn by young people who are really gung-ho about the Hard Rock Cafe. And this is a chain of cafes, and they sell this T-shirt in the cafes, by the way. You can buy one. And the T-shirt has a huge logo or image on the front of the sun. The sun. And the name Hard Rock. Why the sun? Well, don't you know? They worship Osiris, the great sun god of the pyramids of Egypt. Osiris. And his queen's name was Isis. Well, Isaac Tigret built the Hard Rock Cafe chain. He also owned, I think it was the Phoenix Suns, a basketball team, the NBA professional basketball team. And Isaac Tegret traveled over to Egypt, and he also, as did his predecessor, the wickedest, baddest man on the planet, Aleister Crowley, Isaac Tegret bribed a guard, a security man, and was allowed to spend the night in the great king's chamber deep inside the pyramid. By the way, you can get to this chamber only by going through a long, long passageway that is so small, tiny, cramped, and confining that you literally have to bow your back and almost go on your knees all the way to the king's chamber. And it itself is quite small, about the size of a typical United States bedroom of a home. And all it has is a stone sarcophagus or casket. And you, if you're there. Now, Isaac Tegret, his testimony is that he spent the night there, and just as happened to Aleister Crowley before him, a great light occurred exactly at the stroke of midnight, and a voice came to him. It was Lucifer, obviously. And Lucifer said, Isaac Tegret, you must take much of your money and build a pyramid in the United States of America. A pyramid much like this pyramid in which you now sit in my chamber. Isaac Tegret came back to America. He got with his New Age occult friends, and they decided to build this great pyramid in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. Why Memphis? Well, the main reason is that there is a city in Egypt named Memphis where they have pyramids. So Memphis, Tennessee is a sister city of Memphis, Egypt. It sits along the Mississippi River, the greatest river in the North American continent. And of course, the Great Pyramid of Giza sits nearby the Great Nile River. Again, a similarity. Isaac Tegret and his friends did indeed convince the city fathers of Memphis, Tennessee to allow them to build this great, great towering structure gleaming in the sun. It's called the Great American Pyramid. And in my book on pages 28 and 29, you will see the picture of Mr. Tegret. And by the way, just coincidentally, the picture comes from the front cover of American Airlines magazine. This is the way God works. I was going on a trip one time. I was flying American Air, and they had a magazine they give out free to the people on the airplane. American Way, it's called. And the flight line attendant, flight attendant, said, would you like to read a magazine while you're flying, sir? I said, yes, I would. She handed me a copy of American Way. And on the front cover was the pyramid, the Great American Pyramid, a picture of it, and Isaac Tegret. That's how I first knew of the pyramid. And guess what? He was sitting in a Hindu lotus-legged position, and he had his hands in a certain position that you would know if you had read my book, Codex Magica, about the secret hand signs of the Illuminati. And I knew exactly what that meant. On another trip I made, and as you're seeing, I've been to a lot of these mysterious monuments and investigated them at close up at first hand. I decided to visit the town of Independence, Missouri, outside of Kansas City. I had heard about a great Babylonian-style ziggurat, a great temple, a Tower of Babel being built by none other than the Mormons. Now, this was sort of an offshoot Mormon group called the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You see, Brigham Young took the Mormons on a trek from the Midwest United States, and they set up camp in Utah. But there was a group descended from direct from Joseph Smith that decided not to go to Utah. Their headquarters now is Independence, Missouri, and they call themselves the Reorganized. Mormons. Their title also, they like to call themselves the Community of Christ. Oh, yes. In any case, I had heard about their great Babylonian Tower of Babel, and I decided to go see it. It was just built. It had just opened up about 6 weeks or so before, and so I went to see it, and I took my little trusty camera with me, and it's on page 36 and 37 of my book. And I'll tell you, it was an astonishing view. And the pyramid, it was like a corkscrew ascending upward toward the heavens, just as the Tower of Babel did. It just goes around and around and around, a Babylonian ziggurat design. And you'll see a picture of the inside. It's really spectacular. When I went inside and I looked way up at the ceiling, what you will see there, the spiral, and I show the satanic nature of that spiral. It was an astonishing sight. It's also in New York City, and I visited the United Nations building. On page 50 of my book, I have a picture of the United Nations Secretariat building, and I noticed something. It was built seemingly in the shape of a huge cube, sort of square-shaped, or I should say rectangle-shaped, but it was bowed in the middle. It makes you think maybe it snowed too much in New York City one day, and the whole roof bowed. Why was it slanted like that from one side to another? In other words, it was bowed in the middle, but it was made that way. And then it hit me. I've seen that bowed design before. And as a matter of fact, in the book, page 50, you will see not only a picture of the United States Secretariat, but you will see a idol from the tomb of Pharaoh Tutankhamun. You know, King Tut, he was called, of Egypt. You see, it represents the god Shu raising up the sky. Shu is the one in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, is declared to have stated, "To me belongs today, and only I know tomorrow." Sure. Well, the UN building is swayed the exact way because this idol of this god Shu, the sun god, is holding up a swayed roof. Wow. The arch of planet Earth. He holds up the Earth, just like Atlas did, according to the Illuminati, that is. On page 56 and 57 of the book, you'll really see some interesting things. I only have about a minute left. Apple computers. You'll see a picture of a Stonehenge. A Stonehenge building? That's right. It's one of their facilities. Did you know that the very first Apple I computer was sold out of the garage of these two young entrepreneur inventors, Stephen Jobs and Steve Wozniak? And it was priced at a certain amount, exactly $666. How did they come up with that figure? Well, Steve Wozniak, the inventor, was asked. He said, "Well, I simply lack triple-digit numbers. It doesn't have any occult significance at all." Well, in the words of one of the network's friends, Tex Mars reports, and you decide. Well, that's all I have for you today, friends. We've been talking about the architectural colossus, the great, incredible behemoth being built around the world. I pictured it in my book with almost 900 photographs, illustrations, entitled Mysterious Monuments. My prayers, you'll order this book, powerofprophecy.com. Our address, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. It's $39 postpaid. And until next time, dear friends, my prayer is that you will tune in and discover the power of prophecy.